lief den Heil, belief den Heil. Let Jesus belief den Heil. Belief den Heil, oh, Heil. Belief den Heil. Jesus, you be lifted higher, be lifted higher. Let our King, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God, and all will see how great, all the world will see how great is our God. How great is our God, how great is our God, King of Israel, how great is our God, and all will see how great, all the world will see how great is our God. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. Yes, Father. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy are you, God. Holy
Love you have shown unto us
for such a wonderful love you have shown to humanity. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Ancient of Days. We worship you, Lord of Hosts. We worship you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We worship you, King of Israel, Adonai, El Shaddai, Elohim, Elihon, King of Glory. We worship you. There is none like you, Father. No one can love us the way you have loved us. No one can care for us the way you have cared for us. No one can bless us the way you have blessed us. No one can save us the way you have saved us. No one can heal the way you heal. No one can deliver the way you deliver. We worship you, O God of heaven and the earth. Lord Jesus, we bless your name. There is none like you. There is none like you. In wisdom, there is none like you. In power, there is none like you. In dominion and authority, there is none like you. In wealth and riches, there is none like you. None, none. In heaven, none. On earth, none. Under the earth, none. For you are the Most High God. You are higher than everyone. We worship you, Father. Thank you for being there when no one else was there. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you for blessing us with so much. Thank you for great plans you have for our lives. Thank you for great destination you have prepared for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped and praised him. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence once again. And I believe that he will give you testimonies. Amen. Now, you're going to take this prayer point. You're going to still thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you because you have reserved great blessings for me even before the end of this year. You can say, Father, thank you for great blessings you have reserved, great honor you have reserved, great victories you have reserved, great miracles you have reserved for me, even before the end of the sea. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Shihanata Zidigala. Begin to thank him like that. Ancient of Days, thank you. Miracle worker, thank you. Mountain mover, thank you. King of Israel, thank you. Lord of Lords, thank you. Thank you for mighty miracles you have reserved for my life. You have reserved for my family. You have reserved for my marriage, for my career. Thank you for mighty miracles you have reserved to do for me. Even before this year will end, thank you, Father, because I'm going to end this year with great joy. Thank you, Father, because I'm going to end this year with great happiness, with great celebration, because you are going to help me, because you are going to bless me. Thank you for great things you have in store for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because you shall satisfy me with signs and wonders. Thank you, Lord. Because you shall fill my barn with great resources and abundance of riches and wealth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray You're going to say, Father, let your mercy be sufficient for me. Yeah. It is possible to be limited in mercy. It is possible that in some areas, God will show you mercy. In some other areas, He would not. It's very possible. So when we say, let your mercy be sufficient, we are saying that God, let it be that in all areas of my life, I receive mercy. So you're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy be sufficient for me. Let your mercy be sufficient for me. Let your mercy be sufficient for me. I do not want to be limited in your mercy. I want to receive the fullness of your mercy, even at this point in my life. Lord, make your mercy sufficient. Open your mouth and pray like that. Make your mercy sufficient for my life, for my destiny. Lord, let me not be cut short in mercy. Let me not be limited in mercy. Let your mercy be sufficient for me. Lord, forgive my wrongdoings. Forgive my unrighteousness. Forgive my wickedness. Forgive my disobedience. Let your mercy be sufficient for me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy be enough for me. In the name of Jesus. Let your mercy be enough. Let your mercy be enough. Let your mercy be enough for the manifestation of my calling and destiny. Lord, let your mercy be sufficient for the performance of all your promises for my life. Let your mercy be sufficient for the manifestation of your gifts and callings in my life. Father, let your mercy be sufficient. Forgive my wrongdoings and bless me with enough mercy. Thank you, Father. Shower upon my life mercy. Let there be showers of mercy. Rain of mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. When God shows you mercy excessively, that is when you experience so much miracles. The higher the mercy of God in your life, the greater the number of miracles you will receive from God. So miracles are products of God's mercy. Yeah, apart from faith, if God will not show you mercy, no miracle will happen in your life. Yeah, I'm telling you, reality. Apart from faith, you need God's mercy. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, remember me by your mercy. Remember your promises for my life by your mercy. Remember your plans for my life. Remember your purpose for my life. by your mercy and bring them all to pass. Bring them all to pass. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, remember me in your mercy. Remember my names by your mercy, for you know my name. You knew my name before I existed here on earth. Lord, remember my names by your mercy. Remember what you have planned for my life before I existed on earth. Lord, remember these things by your mercy. Remember your divine master plan for my life, for my destiny, even before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Lord, remember these things by your mercy and bring them to pass. Bring them to pass. Bring to pass your promises. Remember my life. Remember me, Father. Remember me, Father. Remember me, Father. Remember me and show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Begin to pray like that. I don't know if you are desperate for a change in your life, just like I am desperate, then you need his mercy. Tell him to show you his mercy. Tell him to show you his mercy. Say, Father, remember my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The reason why you need a lot of God's mercy to receive a lot from Him is because many of us have not walked uprightly in His sight. Many of us have not walked uprightly, have not lived righteously in His sight. Yeah, and because of that, what we deserve is judgment. Yeah, but He is a merciful God. So that is why He must show mercy for you to actually receive these blessings and miracles. So you're going to pray again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, there is no one else I will run to. You're going to say, Father, I have no other God. I have no other helper. I have nowhere else to run to. I have no one else to run to but you. Father, please show me mercy. I don't know if you know how important His mercy is right now in your life. Yeah. You need to know how important His mercy is right now at this point in your life. Say, Father, there is no other helper I will run to. Say, Father, there is no other savior I will run to. There is no other deliverer I will run to. Only you is my God. Only you is my savior. Only you is my healer. Only you is my deliverer. Say, Father, show me mercy. Say, Father, show me mercy and help me. Open your mouth and pray like that. O God of Israel, I come to you, for you are all that I have. I come to you, for you are my helper. I run to you, for you are my savior. Lord, help me by your mercy. by your mercy, by your mercy, I come to you as I am. Please show me mercy and help me. I know I have done many wrong things. I know if you take record of my sins, I don't deserve many things from you. But Lord, please show me mercy. Begin to talk to him like that. Say, Lord, I have nowhere else to go. I have no other God to run to. I have no other kingdom to run to. Thank you, Lord. I run to you, Father. Please be merciful to me. Oh God, talk to him. Say, please be merciful unto me. Please be merciful unto me. Please be merciful unto me. Show me mercy, Father. Show me mercy, Father. Show my destiny mercy. I want to fulfill destiny. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. I want to move forward. Father, show me mercy. I want to prosper and succeed in life. Father, show me mercy. I want to be strong. I want to be victorious. I want to be healed. I want to be blessed. I want to be delivered. I want to rule over my enemies. Show me mercy. She had to just so many together. Show me mercy. Begin to pray like that. Begin to talk to him like that. Say, Lord, you are my Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to put your right hand on your head. Yeah, let the hand remain on your head. You're going to pray like this. You can say, Father, lay your mighty hand upon me and bless me with an everlasting blessing. Say, Father, lay your mighty hand on me. Bless me with a blessing that will never be exhausted. Bless me with an everlasting blessing, a blessing that cannot finish, a blessing that cannot dry, a blessing that will continue to spring until eternity. Lay your mighty hand on me. Bless me with an everlasting blessing. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Lay your mighty hand on me. O God of Israel, lay your mighty hand on me right now, in this moment, at this time, Jesus, lay your mighty hand on me. Jesus, lay your 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 hand on me. Begin to call on him. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Father. Say, Jesus, lay your hand on me and bless me with an everlasting blessing. Bless me with a forever blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every every presence of darkness causing afflictions to multiply in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I come against, that's what you're saying. I come against every presence of darkness in my life, every presence of darkness around me, every presence of darkness in my environment that is causing afflictions to multiply in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all. Mahashad Anakiga. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every demonic presence, witchcraft presence, evil presence, unclean presence, every presence of darkness that surrounds my life to cause afflictions, to cause pains, to cause weaknesses, sicknesses, to cause oppressions. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot every evil that witchcraft have injected into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Mahashanti Harimiha. Galhana Sihagada. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Uproot them. Every evil, every harrow of witchcraft in my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, every evil the kingdoms of darkness have injected into my blood, injected into my body, injected into my soul, injected into my spirit, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every spirit of waste. Every spirit of every devouring spirit that has attached itself with my life to waste good things. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Arrest and destroy them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Kishisha telekepia. Miharoshe nasijana. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come against every wasting spirit that have that I've glued with my life, every spirit of waste that I've attached itself with my life to waste good things, to waste my resources, to waste my finances, to waste God's blessings in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them now. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Every spirit of devourer, every spirit that wastes good things, that is following my life, every spirit of waste following my life, following my finances, following my life, to waste good things, to waste God's blessings, to waste resources in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray? Yeah. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, release your angelic forces to set loose the glory of my destiny. You're going to say, Father, release your angelic forces to set loose, to break loose the glory of my destiny into manifestation. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, release your angelic forces to break loose the glory of my destiny into manifestation right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh God of Israel, release your mighty angels to break loose the glory of my destiny into manifestation, in the name of Jesus. Oh God of heaven and the earth, release your mighty angels to break loose the glory of my destiny into manifestation, in the name of Jesus. Release your mighty angels to invade every realm that is holding the glory of my destiny captive. Release your mighty angels to invade those realms and release the glory of my destiny to manifestation right now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray, don't stop. Say, Father, release them. Release your angels of war into every realm that is holding the glory of my destiny and calling captive. Release your angels of war, Father. Release them into every realm, into every kingdom, holding the glory of my calling and destiny captive, and let them break it loose unto manifestation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every mark of failure the enemy has imposed printed on my head. Every mark of misfortune, the enemy has imprinted on my head. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them, destroy them, remove them. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them. Every evil mark that has been imprinted on my head to cause failures, to cause misfortunes, to cause setbacks, to promote slavery in my life, to promote afflictions, hardship. Fire of the Holy Ghost, blot them out. Now, in the name of Jesus, marks of the enemy imprinted on my head, come out by fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, still keep the hand on your head. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I invoke the hunger of God upon every controlling spirit controlling my life against the will of God, against the direction of God. I invoke the hunger of God upon them. Let the hunger of God waste them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, I invoke the hunger of God. I invoke the hunger of God upon every power and spirit controlling my life against righteousness, controlling my life against holiness, controlling my life against the fear of God, controlling my life against the will of God, against the direction of heaven. Let hunger of God waste them. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Continue to pray. Continue. Hunger of God waste them. Hunger of God waste them. Every spirit of darkness, prince of darkness, every power of darkness controlling my life against the direction of the Spirit of God, against the direction of heaven, against the will of God, let hunger of God waste them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that right now the hunger of God shall fall upon every controlling darkness upon your life. Every darkness controlling your mind to go contrary to the will of God. To go contrary to the mind of God, let hunger of God waste them. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You can remove the hand from your head. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, draw more closer to me. Or you say, draw me closer to yourself. So, Holy Spirit, draw me closer unto yourself. I desire a deep walk with you. Holy Spirit, draw me closer unto yourself. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Spirit of the living God, draw me closer. Draw me closer. Draw me closer. Come closer to me. Draw me closer to yourself. I desire a very close walk with you. I desire a deep walk with you. I desire to know your voice. I desire to know your heart, to know your mind. Holy Spirit, draw me closer. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Holy Spirit, draw me closer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you need to know that it takes miracles to even know God. It takes a lot of miracles to know God very closely. Yeah, it's not easy to know God. It will take God Himself to help you to know Him. Yeah, myself, I had to go through several deliverances and encounters and visitations and a lot to know God. Yeah. God did a lot in me so that I can know Him. Yeah, and I believe He did those things so that I can draw others to Him. Others like you. Yeah. So He helped me to know Him so that I can show others how to also know Him. Yeah, so my point is that to walk with God very closely, you will need a lot of miracles. A lot of miracles must happen in your life before you can know God. Yeah, I call them miracles because they are miracles. Not every miracle has to be physical. No. Some people don't even need physical miracles. Like that, because they have money, they have everything they need, they are not sick. Yeah, some people don't really need physical miracles. Yeah, so my point is that you will know God after He has helped you. Yeah, so you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, do miracles in my life that will enable me to know you very closely. Do deliverances in me. Yeah, I cannot count how many deliverances God did in me before I could know Him the way I know Him today, which I still believe I've not even known anything. that I have only known little of him. But even that little, I cannot count how much deliverances that happened to me. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do miracles in my life that will enable me to know you very closely. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, do miracles in my life. Do miracles in my soul. There are soul miracles. There are miracles that only happen in the soul, not in your body, but inside your soul. So Lord, do miracles in me that will release me to know you, that will release me to be very close to you. Miracles that will enable me to know you. Miracles of deliverances. Miracles of transformation. Miracles of encounters with you. Visitations from you. Helps. Revelations. Miracles of enlightenment. Miracles that will open the eyes of my heart to see things as they really are, not as the world is showing them. Miracles that will open my eyes to see things as they really are, to see into the spirituality of life, to see into the spirituality of things. Miracles that will make me sensitive to the dimensions of heaven in the earth. Lord, I want this kind of miracles. Miracles that will make my ears open to hear your voice, to discern the intents of your heart. Lord, I desire this kind of miracles. Do them in my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, do miracles in me. Because I want to know you. I desire to be so close to you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. She had the texture. Begin to talk to him. Continue to talk to him. Ask him to help him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just going to pray. It takes a miracle. Or maybe I should put it this way. If you will have or you have been having deep hunger in your heart to read the Bible, deep hunger in your heart to seek God with fastings and prayers, to study and meditate on the Word of God. If you have been having hunger to know God, to experience Him, it's a miracle. Yeah. Some people don't have that hunger. And without hunger for God, for change, for spiritual growth, nothing will change in your life. Yeah, what always precedes transformation is the spiritual hunger and desperation. Yeah, that is how you will grow very fast spiritually. So this hunger is missing in the lives of many Christians. And that is why their spiritual life is so stagnant, so weak, and they are still babies. After many years of being a Christian, you are still a baby. Spiritually, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, impart on my soul deep hunger for you. Deep hunger for spiritual things. Deep hunger for heavenly things. Deep hunger to know you. Deep hunger to see you. Deep hunger to grow in the knowledge of you. Say, Lord, impart on my soul such hunger. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. And hunger is that you cannot be at peace. You cannot be comfortable. You cannot be satisfied if you have not done that thing. That is an hunger. If you have not prayed, you are not satisfied. If you have not prayed for many hours, if you have not spent hours with God, you are not satisfied. You are not comfortable. If you have not received revelations from God, you are not satisfied. That is an hunger. And you need that. So, Lord, put in my soul deep hunger for you. Yeah, that is how God will help you to know him. But the Bible says that blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They shall be filled. So, Lord, I need that hunger, that drive in me that will be pushing me to do exercises that will make me know you very closely. The drive that will push me to the place of prayer. The drive that will push me to the place of Bible study and fastings. Lord, let that drive appear in me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, believe me, God don't force himself on people. Yeah, that is why he do a lot of tests on people before he gets closer to them. Yeah. God don't force himself on people. So if you don't want to be close to him, you can't be close to him. If you don't have a very strong desire to know him, you will not know him. It will not work. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your desires replace my desires. Let your desires replace my desires. Let my desires become your desires. Let your will become my will. Let what you love become what I love. Let what you are interested in become what I am interested in. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your desires replace my desires. Let your interest replace my interest. Let your will become my will. Let what you love become what I love. Let what you crave for become what I crave for. Lord, let your mind take over my mind. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I look at the world and I see how many people have no interest in knowing God. Many people have no interest in seeking God. That is foolishness. Say, God, help me. Let my desires be replaced by your desires. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have come into a very perilous time where spiritual things doesn't interest people anymore. I don't know if that English is correct. People have lost interest in spiritual things. And those that still have interest in spiritual things, they have interest because of their selfish desires. Not because they want to know God. Not because they actually love God. Not because they want to do the will of God. But they are showing interest in spiritual things because of their selfish desires. Because of their carnal interests. Yeah, that is the time we are right now. Yeah, and people are so happy doing this. They don't know it is dangerous what they are doing. They don't know it's going to cost them their souls. Because they will not see God. They will go to hell eventually. You're going to pray. So the question is, what is it that interests you the most in this life? Yeah, what is it that gets your attention the most in this life? What is it? When we talk about kind of things, you will see millions. In few moments, you see a million likes on a post on social media. A carnal post, maybe a carnal picture, a seductive picture, a sinful appearance. You will see a million views within the space of few minutes. Yeah. But when we put something spiritual, something heavenly, something divine, people don't like that one. They don't want that one. And they are happy that way. They don't know that what they are doing is dangerous, so deadly to their souls. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away my interests and desires. For from everything that does not glorify you. Say, Father, take away my interests and desires from everything that does not honor you, from everything that does not please you, from everything that does not satisfy you. Lord, take away my interests and desires from them all. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Take away my interest and desire from worldly things. Yeah, you see, pastors, pastors' wives, pastors' children, so worldly, so carnal. You see, Christians, ministers of God, workers in the church, so worldly, so carnal. Yeah, talk to God. Say, Lord, take away my interest and desires from the things of this world. Continue to pray like that. Let my interest be in the things that glorify you. Let my desires be in the things that honor you. Let my love and passion be in things that promote the truth and righteousness in the earth. Let my passion be in things that magnifies your kingdom. Lord, remove from me every carnal mindedness, every worldly mindedness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, Jesus Christ came into the world preaching the kingdom of God, preaching the gospel of God's kingdom. But he had so much enemies. He did miracles, but the people still hate him anyway. Despite the fact that he healed their sicknesses, he solved a lot of their problems, but because he did not conform with their whole worldly and carnal ways, he always speak against their sins and unrighteousness and wickedness. They hated him, and they eventually nailed him on the cross because he stood for the kingdom of God. Yeah, so the same way they are hating people like us, people like me, yeah, because these are men who love darkness and they don't want the light. We pray for them, they receive miracles. But when we tell them to obey the word of God, to do what is right, they hate us. But when we pray for them and they receive miracles, they like us. What a failed and fallen generation we are. You're going to pray. It is not enough that you receive physical blessings from God. All the physical blessings, they will perish with this world. If your soul is not saved, I believe my ministry has failed in your life. If your soul is not saved, yeah. If you get healed, my ministry has not succeeded yet. If I pray for you, you get miracles, physical miracles, I believe my ministry has not yet succeeded in your life. But until my ministry could save your soul and bring you to heaven, That is when my ministry have succeeded in your life. That is the truth I'm telling you. Life is beyond the physical. The real life is in the invisible realms. But people's eyes are so blind. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want my soul saved. I'm not saying you are not born again. I'm talking about you making heaven. Until you make heaven, that is when your soul is now completely saved. Now, you are still like you're on probation. Because the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Yeah. Now, you are still going through this world. You must pass through many trials, temptations, and you must win before you enter heaven. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, I want my soul saved. I want to surrender fully unto your kingdom. I want to make heaven. Say, Father, help me. Help me. Do miracles in my soul that will save my soul. Do operations in my heart that will save my heart. Some of us, our heart is like stone, is like rock. Before God can have his way in your heart, God has to do so much. Why does he have to do so much to get you to do what is right? That is a sign that your heart is becoming like a stone. And that means you are heading towards destruction. If your heart is so hard against what is right, against what is pure and righteous, talk to God. Say, Father, I want my soul saved. I want my soul to be fully surrendered unto your will and unto your kingdom. I want my soul to make heaven. Say, Father, help me. Begin to pray like that. That's the prayer point. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. I know that there is life beyond this physical world. I know that there is life beyond the visible realm. Lord, I want to live in your kingdom. Say, Lord, save my soul. Do miracles in my soul that will save me. That will save me. Save my soul, Father. Yeah, you might not understand this prayer. Just pray. You might not know what it means. Just talk to God. Say, Lord, save my soul. Save my soul. Make sure that I make it to heaven. Talk to God like that. Say, Lord, I want to make it to heaven. Make sure that I make it. Make sure that I make it. Let not sin destroy my life. Let not disobedience destroy my life. Let not worldliness destroy my life. Lord, save my soul. I don't know if you are passionate about your soul. Talk to God. Yeah. Say, Lord, I want to make it to your kingdom at the end. I don't want to be cast away. I don't want to be rejected at the gates of heaven. Lord, save my soul. Help me to fully surrender to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. going to pray. Yeah, you're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, destroy the strength of pride in my life. Yeah, the reason why many people will not be saved is pride and arrogance. Yeah, some people, they have no humility. You're going to say, Father, destroy the strength of pride in my soul. Let me be humble. Let me be humble because I want to be saved. I want my soul saved. Lord, destroy the strength of pride in my life. Bible says, pride goeth forth before destruction. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. She has a Say, Lord, destroy the power of pride on my soul, on my mind, on my emotions. Destroy the power of pride. Lord, destroy the power of pride. Let me live in humility. Let me live in humility. Give me an humble spirit. Give me an humble heart. Let pride die in my life. Begin to pray like that. Yeah. Let pride die in my life. Some people are so full of themselves, as if they are something, but they are nothing. Before God, they are nothing. Say, Lord, destroy the strength of pride in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. The truth is that if inside of you is pure to win spiritual battles will be so easy. If you have won on the inside of you, to win on the outside will be so easy. In fact, it will be too easy. So the strongest battles of all is the battles in the soul. That's the strongest battles of all. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I'm a prayer warrior. I know what I'm talking about. The strongest battles is not the battles of witches, the battles against witches and wizards. In fact, it's not the battles against principalities and powers. It's the battles in your soul, the battle that goes on inside your soul, which is the battle against yourself, the battle against worldliness, against carnality, against the flesh. That is the strongest battle. So if you can win that battle, I can assure you that you will make heaven. I tell you the truth. If you can win that battle or those battles, I can assure you that no witchcraft can overcome you, and that you will move forward too fast in life, You fulfill destiny too fast. You may prosper too fast. Yeah, I can assure you, I know what I'm talking about. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I strengthen my spirit man with fire to fight and win the darkness coming after my soul. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my spirit with fire to fight and win the forces of darkness coming for my soul. Strengthen me with fire for victory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Kashenekejana. Mahadi Jesus Singlia. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. So, Lord, strengthen my spirit with fire. Strengthen my spirit with fire to fight and win forces of darkness coming to enslave my soul. To fight and win forces of darkness that have enslaved my soul. Strengthen me with fire. Mahashenki, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Then I'll round up the session. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy, let doors that have closed against me for years open unto me now. Let the doors of helps, doors of blessings, doors of favor, doors of miracles that have closed against me for many years, let them open unto me now. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. That's the prayer point. So let them open unto me now. Let them open unto me now. By the reason of your mercy. By the reason of your mercy. Lord, because I know you are going to show me mercy. I know you are showing me mercy right now. I know your mercy is upon me right now. Lord, by the reason of this mercy, upon this prayer session, every door that I've closed against my life for years, let them open. Thank you, Lord. Let them open now. Doors of progress, doors of prosperity, doors of fulfillment of destiny, doors of greatness, doors of dominion and victories, doors of new beginnings. Lord, let them open unto me now. Because of your mercy. Because of your mercy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, let the fear of God prevail in my soul, in my heart. You're going to say, Father, let the fear of God prevail in my soul, prevail in my heart. Let your fear prevail in my soul, prevail in my heart, so that I can please you all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let your fear take over my heart and mind. Let your fear prevail in my soul. Father, let your fear prevail in my soul. Father, let your fear prevail in my soul. In the name of Jesus, that I may be able to please you in each day of my life. Thank you, Lord. That I may be under your mercy. That I may receive your love. Lord, let the fear of God prevail in my soul. In the name of Jesus. That I may love righteousness and hate sin. Let your fear prevail in my soul. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Yeah, but before I pray for you, I want to say this. You need to understand that the gospel of the kingdom of God is not divided. Yeah, the gospel of the kingdom of God is a full gospel. It is a gospel that touches all areas of your life. I mean all areas of your life, your finances, your health, your marriage, your career, your business. It touches all areas of your life. Yeah, and every part of the gospel is important. Meaning that if you fail in obedience to the truth of God's kingdom, if you love one part of God's kingdom, and you don't like the other part, you will run into serious trouble. Yeah, so that is why we pray according to all that is in the kingdom of God. Yeah, so and we can pray in any direction. Yeah, because some ministries they feel like we should not talk about the fear of God for some time. We should not talk about holiness, righteousness for some time, so that people can be comfortable with other things like prosperity, success, yeah, breakthroughs, healings, miracles. Yeah. So the fact that we talk about the fear of God and repentance and holiness doesn't mean that success will not happen to you. doesn't mean that miracles will not happen, healings will not happen, deliverance will not happen. Yeah. So everything is connected. Yeah, but devil have deceived many Christians today. So they kind of separate the gospel into two. Yeah. So they leave one part aside and they focus on the other part that has no eternal relevance. I hope you understand. I just feel like I should explain this to you. So every part of the gospel is important. And the one that is actually more important is the one that has to do with your soul. So the next is the one that has to do with your physical life here on earth. Yeah. Yeah. So but during prayers and teachings, we can touch all of the aspects of the gospel. We can touch everything at once. And you must be comfortable with that. So I can be leading prayers on deliverance, and then I can switch to another kind of prayers. So you must be comfortable with everything. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yeah, so you must be comfortable with everything that is in the kingdom of God for you. You must not choose one part and leave the other part and say, I don't like this part. You must like that part also if you want to reign with Christ. Yeah, so now I'm going to be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you're a faithful God. I thank you for how you have helped us to pray according to your will. Thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the windows and the gates and the doors of heaven that you have opened over this prayer session. Thank you for your mercy that you have made available. Thank you because you have made your helps available unto us in their fullness. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I present your people before you. They have cried out unto you. They have called upon you in faith. Oh God, show them mercy. Even now, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that even in this month, you shall receive mercy, uncommon help from the Lord, unusual help from the Lord. You shall receive in this month in Jesus' name. Difficult things that have refused to be solved in your life for a very long time, I decree that by the mercy of God, they shall be solved. In the name of Jesus, yes, difficult things that even you have lost hope. You have lost hope on those things. You don't even feel they can be solved anymore. But because you are connected to this prayer at this moment, and because you are under the mercy of God, I decree that those difficult things, they receive interventions from heaven right now, and that they receive solutions from heaven right now. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life that there shall be a great divine visitation. There shall be a great divine encounter. And your life shall turn around. Your life shall turn around. I repeat, your life shall turn around to become great and glorious, and victorious and successful in the name of Jesus. Where many people could not find help. Because you are part of Apostolic Wonders Ministries, you will find help in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. We are going to stop here. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Goodbye.